Greetings from Earth, and welcome to the Creative Cosmos. I'm your host, Christopher Moores. Broadcasting live from beautiful Minneapolis, Minnesota.
There is a powerful feeling of change in the air, and we are in the middle of it. Greetings tonight to listeners, to all the friends who have emailed me this week. I've enjoyed hearing your questions and your thoughts and feedback on the show and interest in new things and the sharing of art and music. And greetings to all my friends on the various chat boards linked off of my site, creativecosmos.org. I enjoy sharing thoughts with all of you and hope some of you are out there listening. And in time, we'll give us a call. The toll-free number to do that, if you want to participate in the discussion, tonight's show is called Soul Vibrations. And I'm going to have a guest, Ronnie Whitaker from Scotland, who runs an amazing website. It's really interesting and pleasant and deep and philosophical yet humorous. It's soulvibe.net. And Ronnie's, he's like many people across the land trying to do the good work every day and spread love and joy and creativity to lift the vibration of everybody, and that's part of what the soul vibration is all about. And based on the emails and hearing from everybody, I can tell the popularity of this idea is growing with the creativecosmos.org website and with the blogandservice.com, and just with everybody I talk to, they're just, it's like they're captivated, and it's coming more to the front of their life, and they're sensing the possibilities. It's wonderful to see people open up and explore deeper realms of themselves and to consider things they haven't considered before and to completely kick their lives into all new gears, all new levels, and just enjoy experiencing life day to day and learn from what you encounter. I hope you all continue to let me know who you are out there and how you are as well. This is a really exciting part for me, and I know my own life has been enriched through all the communications that continue to go on between me and everybody out there. I don't think I ever gave the number yet, so here's the number for the show tonight. Toll free, 1-888-268-4313. And again, something I always do when I leave messages for people too, I do it one more time. 1-888-268-4313. And there's an international number as well, and I will give that to you with the same precise diction, I hope. 281-419-7697. Once again, the international number, 281-419-7697. And don't worry, if you give a call, we'll keep it informal and give you the space and time and acceptance you need to get out whatever you need to get out, or share whatever you need to share. That's what we're here for, to not only share with you, but to open space and enable other people and to shine light on new ideas wherever they are, to release the human spirit by listening to the individual. Anticipating our guest later, thought I'd soliloquy a bit on the soul and the body and I view that as relating. And I think, you know, up till recently in human development, most people identified themselves as the body and mind, living their experience wherever they were, you know, in whatever town they were at, and they viewed themselves in terms of the relationships and the job and the family, and they had a very specific idea of who they thought they were. Now, what's happening right now is we're seeing that we pass through that on the way to something that's much broader. And we don't lose anything along the way. We just breathe life into the full fruition of all that was possible. And so we open up to allow the soul to begin moving into the body. We start seeing, as I say oftenly, or often, gets outside of your own self-perception. See yourself outside yourself. See yourself outside of yourself. See yourself outside of yourself. Maybe that'll come back in your mind later. That's why I repeated it a couple times. You'd be walking along, and maybe all of a sudden your mind will go, see yourself outside yourself. And boom, you suddenly will. And you'll realize the greater scope of your journey, your place in the universe, in the galaxy of stars and planets and moons. There are people and there are our ideas and dreams, and the soul makes the imagination and the dreams come true because it becomes the reality that we live moment to moment. We gain more impetus in this direction as we recover the missing parts of ourselves from this life and from past lives. And I was musing on this just today on theblogandservice.com. One really cool thing they have on there that I encourage people to check out and make use of. This is a really awesome idea. I was going to answer questions on my own site, creativecosmos.org, but then when I saw what Don was setting up at Blog and Service with all the different people answering questions, I wanted to be a part of that, something even bigger and part of a community of people making available this information. It's just taken on a whole nother life with all of us sharing our thoughts and ideas on these radio shows. And I thank Don often for this, and if you get a chance, thank him too. He'll say, oh, I don't thank, but I like to thank. It makes me feel good. I appreciate it. And, as I was saying, the question the expert board on the Blog and Service site, check it out. And I have a place on there called East Meets West Spiritual Intuitive. And today I had an interesting question from Zabad Gabor, and he was talking about his esoteric group in Hungary, and he asked me about how the past relates to the present and how past lives work into the equation. So if you want to check that out, scan through that. As I've said before, I love to listen to these programs and also just hop around the internet a little bit. Just digest information and expand my horizons. So yeah, reference that and check out my response. I thought it was a good question, and good questions, the better the question, the better the response. In the same way, if you call me again at 888-268-4313, it'll work the same way. If you share with me the truth of what's going on, I will be provoked and be able to help facilitate whatever it is that needs to happen. That's how it works. But as I was saying, you collect the pieces of the past, parts of yourself that were unexpressed earlier in life, and heal them and reintegrate them just by recognizing them, accepting them, and setting them free by allowing yourself to follow their inclination. At times, if we were all to listen a little more closely, we would find the little voice that has told us to do this or that, or encouraged us to follow this dream or that, but for some reason we get these mental habits that crowd it out. All this noise and expectations and conclusions and debate in our own head. You know, I've often, even on this show so far, talked about when they say both, they're giving you both sides of the issue. I mean, practically every major news network does it that way, this side or that side. Well, you know, they're trying to almost instill that in your own mind where you don't even have a decisive view. You're just like, well, on the one hand, this, but if I think that, I just can't believe in that because there's always the other side and I got to consider the other side and keep it, you know the words. But, yeah, that's baloney. You have to listen to your own heart and grow up to make your own decisions and make your own life philosophy based on everything that's available to you, and then have the strength and courage to live that. And try to not allow yourself to fall into what I call to, I sometimes name things just to kind of make it a little clearer in referencing. And I see this in some of my students I teach music, as some of you know out there, and they fall into what I call default brain patterns. Default brain patterns, where they're no longer shining their light. They're simply acting based on the habit in their head. And whenever they do that, they can't make any music. They can't do anything that has meaning. So a good teacher will not simply point out the errors on the surface, but will help awaken that spirit that will invigorate the soul within the body to shine out to their full potential. And as I tell everybody and anybody who will listen, clean the slate and be brand new every moment. Try not to refer to the past all the time. And when you're looking at the present, you'd be aware of it, but know that whatever in the past was truth for you lives in you in the present when you're fully engaged, when you're alert. And then you can use that pristine discernment to consciously make the choice that you decide is best in the moment. That's another thing some of the young people are being deprived of. They're unable to make a choice. And even in a friendly manner, if you present some young people with a choice, they will tremble. And if you insist that they have a right to make a choice, they may even cry. And as strange as that may seem, that shows you some of what the parents are putting into the kids' mind. Some of the schools too, or just the idea of authority being really kind of stern and distant from the kid. It creates a permanent wound and a permanent rift. Got to be a little friendlier to each other and friendlier to the kids. And key to opening up the passageway for the soul to enter into the body is to accept. And if you find things that are blocking the soul. Hello? Is that a caller? Colin?
Yeah. Chris?
Yeah?
Yeah, when you hear that beep, the callers usually, I'll stick them on at about 5 seconds afterwards.
Okay.
But I'll stick them on right now.
Cool. Hello? Hello?
Hi.
Hi, I can hear you.
Hi, Chris. It's Ginger. How are you?
Oh, great. Great to hear your voice.
You too. I was wondering, this is already recorded now?
Nope, we're live on the air right now.
Okay, I was wondering how to access the blog area that you made reference to about the man from Hungary.
Oh, yeah, the Question the Expert board.
Yeah, and how...
You see a little QTE section on the left bar of the BBS... No, it'll be on the right bar of the BBS radio and the left side of the blog and service.
If you could give that information over the air, that would be great.
I believe we just did.
Huh, great. Super.
Thank you.
Well, I am excited. This is the first live program. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you for calling. You have anything on your mind or anything to say about our topic, soul vibrations?
I am just thoroughly excited be a part of this and just can't wait for the interview with Ronnie. And he has done just a fantastic job with Soul Vibe.
Yeah,
both
I really
of you
enjoy
are
Soul
just
Vibe a lot.
Yeah, both of you are just doing fantastic. We all are. Thank
yeah,
you so much.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah, thank you for calling.
Uh-huh.
And sharing in the experience. Even, you know, I feel, you know, I enjoy your posts, and I know you are on the web that I've seen, and I know that you care a lot about what's happening, and you can feel what's going on in the world right now somewhat.
It's just wonderful. We are just in the new dawning. I am just so pleased. Thank
yeah.
you.
Great time to be alive.
Yes, great. Super. Talk to you again soon.
Okay, thank you for calling.
Thanks.
All right. And if you'd like to see some of Ginja, who just called, or some of her posts there on my Creative Cosmos Planetary Forum, if you go to the website creativecosmos.org and click on the forum, Planetary Forum, there's all kinds of neat people moving through and expressing themselves and sharing in the experience. And I can feel it, and I think a lot of us can feel it. It's just growing, the vibration, the soul vibe, and soul vibration is so pertinent because the vibration of the universe itself is lifting us all higher. And I've even noticed in some of the people who, sometimes are a little darker sometimes, I feel like maybe even their burden's being lifted a little bit, and we're all getting just a little more likely to be able to share not just surfacey things. Please don't just share surfacey things. You have to express yourself. I think many of us have been beat back. Like, not just beat back into ourselves, but beat back right straight out of ourselves. And we're afraid to even say anything. You know, these students I referred to earlier that have a hard time making a decision, well, they become adults. And they have become adults, some of them. And, we have to be whole. We have to be one. We have to not doubt ourselves and not carry guilt. And see, that's the stuff of the past we leave behind. We don't need that in this new paradigm, in this new reality, in this new brilliance that can be our day-to-day lives. It is mine right now. I can feel it. It's not going to happen. It's not in the future. It's here. Every day I'm engaged and alive and sharing and interacting, and people are sharing with me, and I'm rising higher and higher, and I just can't imagine the beauty and the potential. It's just beginning, and it already feels like the most amazing thing. We are connecting. it's a different reality. You know, if we would keep referring to even all the stuff that's on the TV set, you can practically say most of that stuff you can consider past. It's just past, okay? We've heard it, all right? We get it. You hear me, whoever? We get it. I've had it. Had enough. We get it. But we have love, and we have intelligence, and we have the strength to create and see our visions through and to team up and share with each other. And we're no longer going to be subverted by mental trickery and those who seek to keep us down through judgments and loud screaming. So, just remember this. Remember, you are light. You are starlight. Boy, it's, you know, I've heard all these shows on the blog and on the bbsradio.com, and they're just also awakening me to new heights and new possibilities. And I've been reminded by some of the shows, and also just in my own self, I can feel the starlight of which we are. And we have to shine. Shine the light. Shine the light not just to the surface of your skin. That is not where you end. Shine through your form. Resonate and glow and become a light unto the world. For yourself, for those around you, and for those you haven't even met who will someday be touched by the chain reaction that will be set off by one person daring to be truthful, standing behind the truth, making the work that we're all doing here their own, and coming up with their own way to express what they see. Shine through your form. See it, imagine it. Imagine the light around you. Because don't doubt your imagination. Your imagination is how you read those higher frequencies. And they go up and up and up and up. Doubt is the short circuit. And fear of others will cut you down before you even get started. So don't do it, don't do it. Shine through your form. And be your true self. All right, I get to set up for Ronnie. I'm looking forward to it too. And from seeing what the spiritual weather is like in Scotland. So we're going to get ready for his visit to the creative cosmos with a song. I love to do this too, play people's songs. And it's a great way to introduce our guests. And this song that we're about to hear is by Ronnie Whitaker himself, and it is called Galactic Humans.